Protecting the Crop. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Mother Nature's going to make us work for our crop this year.
You know, here in a few weeks, a lot of us will be enjoying the sweet taste of homegrown strawberries, and later in the spring, those Tennessee-grown peaches. But right now, farmers producing those crops have been hard at it trying to protect the delicate plants from this latest cold snap. This is the 21st year of growing strawberries for Jimmy McCulley in White County.
At night time when we're in bloom, anytime temperature gets 36 and going below 36, we've got to have the sprinklers running at 36 and leave them running until we come back above 36.
McCulley's Amazing Acres has over 5 acres of strawberries this season that he's trying to protect. And with the sprinkler system, he's spraying the crop with water and basically insulating the blooms and buds from going below freezing.
You're putting the water out there creating ice, and you keep the water going to melt the ice. It's hard to believe, but it's creating BTUs. It's creating a little bit of heat. And as long as you can keep the melting process going, it protects those blooms.
In Murray County, Jacob Gwynn is also working to protect his peach orchard, where he has some 170 trees and doing something a little different this year.
It mimics what you see people doing out in front of their house when they put the bed sheets out over their flowers in the spring when it's going to be a cold night. We're doing the same thing, just on a larger scale.
Gwynn says he was able to purchase a machine through the Coronavirus Agricultural and Forestry Business Fund through the Tennessee Department of Agriculture that came from Canada to help spread a giant frost blanket over his peach tree.
It's got a boom that's about 20 feet high that hangs over the top of the trees, and we unroll the fabric, and then we have a person on either side of the row of trees pulling it down and making sure that it gets its contact down to the ground.
And hopefully protecting those delicate blooms. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.